Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you were able to move forward in your life today. I hope you were able to work on some of your goals. I know I had somebody set up a goal for me today that I didn't know how to do it. I looked it up a little bit and I've got to figure it out, which is somebody requested that I put chapters in my YouTube videos when I post this to YouTube. Well, if you're listening, I looked at it. I've got to figure out how to do it, but I will work on that because that sounds like a good thing to try. I'm an old dog, but I can learn new tricks. Now, I had another commenter yesterday, or today actually, well, I guess at the time of this recording it would be yesterday, that said that they wanted to see me talk about people needing to show up to the Republican events. That to get people heard, they needed to show up. I thought that went without saying, but I've been wrong, because that really is what you need to do. Showing up is quite literally most of the battle. Now, people today don't get that involved with the political parties. They look at it and they're like, well, we're not really heard. That, I agree with you. That, I will 100% agree with you. The political parties, as they stand today, aren't necessarily hearing what the people are saying. And you would think that they would listen more, but they don't. They listen to certain voices, but they don't listen to everybody. They don't follow along to find out what people want. Now, some of it is a simple fact of that trying to read through the internet to decide what would be best to do for the party is not necessarily the best thing to do to actually move the parties forward. The internet has a whole bunch of people flapping their jaws, but those same people aren't exactly doing anything but being keyboard warriors. And plus, they're not showing up to be heard. Think about that for a second. If you're not showing up, you're not being heard. Not in the way that they need to be heard. There are all kinds of meetings, but once a month, most Republican parties have some sort of meeting. And those people that show up are the voices that are being heard. Now, I also heard from somebody, been a week or so ago, that said that they had shown up to me, or they had been showing up to meetings, and they were no longer allowed to come to the meetings. I'm not sure if this person was being ornery in the meetings. Let's start out with that. But that could have been the case. They could have been a little bit more ornery than these folks were able to understand. And that matters. If you've never gone to a meeting when you go to a meeting, the first few meetings that you go to, I'm not saying don't try to be heard. I am not saying that. But what I am saying is, listen. I know that sounds weird, but listen more than you are saying. Get a feeling for what other people are thinking about. Get to feeling the rooms. Find those people via how they're speaking, via how they deal with the situation, to find out who the people are that you would consider an ally are acting. Now, you're probably sitting there going, well, how can I do that? How can I get my voice heard in situations in which there are certain elites that are heard more than anybody else? Because that's how the political parties work. I have gone to Republican meetings, and I've seen where certain people have more of a say than others do. But they didn't come by that overnight. A rare few have a family name that allow them to be heard more than others are. But overall, most of those people kept showing up. And that's how they've gotten to the point where they're heard. And it takes time. You can't do it overnight. It may seem like that's all it takes, but it isn't. You need to keep showing up. You need to keep being the person that they see as someone who is going to be ever present. Because just by showing up, you'll start gaining the respect of people. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I have continuously said that I'm going to use this as a way to educate people. So, let's give you a little bit of education. Everybody knows the name Benjamin Franklin nowadays. Benjamin Franklin was there at the beginning of our nation, but he was also there during all of the later colonial powers. He was there and was a voice to try to help the colonies, even when they were just wanting to still be a member of the British Empire. He was trying to find a way for the colonies to have more representation as the colonies. He didn't try to stop the colonies from being part of the British Empire. He tried to show them a way that they could still be part of the British Empire, but in a way that they would be able to be stronger. During the French and Indian War, few people remember that. During the French and Indian War, I'm going to get you the dates here, because this is going to show you the age that, okay, French and Indian War started roughly 1754. So, and the Constitutional Convention was 1787. So we're talking 34 years. Right there. 34 years. Of him working for the betterment of the colonies. Now, when the French and Indian War happened, he realized that they were too divided. Simple enough thought process. They were too divided. This weakened them against the French. This weakened them in other ways, but the when it came to the French, because the French were using their Native American allies and the English had their Native American allies, this weakened them because they could get attacked much easier. And Benjamin Franklin saw this, so he came up with something he called the Albany Plan. This was to make the colonies work together in their common defense so that they could be stronger, so they would not have to worry about being attacked so often. This Albany Plan was to provide a more centralized governmental body for the colonies that would also have a voice with the British Empire. The British Empire did not want their colonies to be better organized. They feared that this would cause problems for them ruling over the colonies. So they found ways to stop this. They shut them down. But it doesn't mean that this caused Benjamin Franklin to not still attempt to be heard. Because he still worked to be heard. And so he kept showing up. When the colonies were held their first Continental Congress and their second Continental Congress, he showed up. He said, "Hey guys, I've got a plan. Let's work together. Let's give a more coherent voice." The first Continental Congress, they didn't listen to him. They went, "No. That gives too much power to one centralized government. It doesn't give us, as a whole, a better way to do things." They didn't think so. So they put a kibosh on that. But here's the thing. He sat back and went, "Okay. You're not ready for it yet. Seriously." He sat back and went, "Okay, well, I'm going to keep showing up. I'm going to keep being a voice to get this Albany Plan working." And he did. He kept showing up. They said, "Okay, well, you've got all this reputation, we respect you. So what we want you to do, if you don't mind, is go to France. You have a good reputation on the continent, so we would like you to go to France." This gave him bigger voice because of what he did in France. They sent others to help him. And the other people that that were sent to help him weren't much of a help. John Adams was one of the people that was sent. And John Adams was great in the courtroom. He proved his worth in the courtroom. But he wasn't much of a diplomat. He was doing things that were more geared to helping himself than he was gearing towards helping the colonies, because his personality was not a diplomatic personality. I mean, don't get me wrong, there are several things that I would have liked about John Adams, but he was not a diplomat in any way, shape, or form. He was not a diplomat. So, it was all up to Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin used his reputation, used his intelligence by showing up for the French. And by doing this, he helped the burgeoning United States get the aid of the French and helped the colonies become the United States. And there were times that the early days of the United States with the Confederation, that they almost ruined that. But he still kept showing up. He still kept getting in there and showing, hey, if I keep working, people listen to me. Then comes the Constitutional Convention. George Washington knew about the Albany Plan. He liked the Albany Plan for what was needed for the new government. Now, yes, there were the Anti-Federalists, and I probably would have been more towards the Anti-Federalists because the Constitution, as it stood in the original writing, didn't give a lot of freedoms to the people, and there were some states' rights issues that needed to be ironed out. But here comes Mr. Benjamin Franklin. He shows up yet again. He goes, hey guys, remember that plan that I talked to you about before? Well, let's do that plan again. Let's get heard again. And guess what? This time, they listened to him. The Albany Plan is a basis for our Constitution. He kept showing up. He kept going, hey, I've got a plan here that will work. And it did, and that became the basis for our Constitution. He kept showing up. Half the battle that has to be fought in today's political realm is showing up. You don't have to agree with everybody. You just have to show up, listen, and get your voice heard. Showing up is half the battle. You have to keep showing up. We're talking 34 years of showing up before the Albany Plan was actually put into place. Wasn't put quite into place as he thought it would be. But he kept showing up. He kept showing that he was willing to put in the work to get this idea heard. And it was not only heard, it was the basis for our Constitution. That most people don't really realize what Benjamin Franklin did for this country. They know that he was a great founding father, but most people are not taught nowadays exactly how great that Benjamin Franklin was. And part of his greatness was just showing up. Keep getting his ideas heard. Now, mind you, he was Benjamin Franklin, and, well, I mean, that reputation alone got him heard, but it didn't mean that every one of his ideas were accepted. Now, don't be a keyboard warrior. Yes, you can you can state your opinions online. I am not telling you that you should not state your opinions online. What I am telling you is refine your opinions. Seriously, refine your opinions. Your opinions will do much better, though, if you're wanting to be heard, if you show up. If you go and make sure that you are heard by the right people, it will be heard and it will make a difference. Seriously. It will be heard and it will make a difference. So don't keep just doing online stuff. Don't think that just being part of a group is what will get changes. Yes, there are people that are using the online platform to do certain things to be heard. But there are also those people that are showing up to these meetings, and they're being heard far more than you are. One of the reasons that we have the problem that we have today with the Republican Party, with nation as a whole, is that people are not showing up. And I'm not saying for protest. The protest, yes, they give negative reinforcement for certain ideas. And these folks that are showing up to the protest are being heard. But we're not wanting, as conservatives, to work that way. If you think about it, you don't want to show, you don't want to show up and scream and yell and all that. No, what you want to do is show up and in reasoned arguments, state your point, and be heard as a voice of intelligence. We need that. Seriously, we need that in this country. We need people that are going to show up and be voices of reason. Now, are there folks that aren't voices of reason that are heard? Of course there are. That's just life. I'm sure that there's a song out there talking about that. But what I'm telling you is, you need to show up to be heard. You need to strengthen the cause of the other people who are showing up that agree with you by being their ally in person. You're going to exact change that will benefit everyone. Now, I'm not a fan of Woodrow Wilson. I'm just not. He was a racist scum that should never have been elected to President of the United States. his 12-point plan had a lot of people that went, okay, that's a good idea. And you had another group of people that looked at it and went, no, because it doesn't give us the power that we want. But here's the thing. How he got heard was by showing up. How he made changes in the United States was by showing up. The Democrats understand this. They understand that they have to be heard, and so they do the things that they have to do to get their plans in place. Well, if you are a conservative, you need to start showing up. You need to stop feeling like you're defeated. That's part of the problem right there. I listen to so many of these Republicans. I read their comments. All of this. And I read all these comments. Oh, we're already defeated. No, you're not. Seriously, you're not defeated yet. All we have to do is start showing up. We have to start working towards solutions that will help everybody. You got to show up. You've got to be there. You've got to be the voice of reason among those who believe that they need to do things via their emotions and not with common sense. All throughout history, there are so many examples of this. And there were times in history in which different things would have been defeated if people didn't show up. And I keep saying that, but it's a simple and honest truth. Our government, our form of government that has been eroded away, truth, our form of government has been eroded away. So many times, we have allowed those voices of the people that didn't have the best interest of the people, the populist movements, showing up, voting, being heard in meetings, and all of this. But that's because the rest of us didn't show up. That's what I'm trying to do right here, right now. I am trying to show you via examples that we can't do that anymore. We can't continuously have the voices of those who would do bad for this country being the only voices that are being heard. If I do anything, I want to educate you that that is what we can't allow anymore. We can't keep having the voices that are not good for this country to keep being heard. We can't allow groups who wish the destruction of an entire religion and ethnic group. We can't keep letting those voices be heard. We can't keep allowing those folks to be heard that don't want our freedom. We should be showing up for our freedom. We should be showing up to prevent the destruction of our way of life. And you're going to hear people go, well, look at all the bad that was done for that way of life. Okay, there was bad done for in every walk of life. People have made mistakes. They thought they were doing good. But we can learn from example. We can learn by seeing what worked, what didn't work, and see how to make things better. We can't keep allowing those folks who would wish us harm to be the only one showing up. Now, James Madison, who Thomas Jefferson was considered his mentor, but he also listened to Benjamin Franklin. Benjamin Franklin and him worked together on the Constitution. The Constitution was not written by Thomas Jefferson. I've heard too many people say that, so I'm going to come out and say, hey, Thomas Jefferson did not write our Constitution. That's the first thing that you got to realize, because so many people go straight to Thomas Jefferson when it comes to anything dealing with our Constitution. He is not, his ideas were incorporated in there, but he was not the writer of our Constitution. It was James Madison. James Madison was during, as I've been talking about when I was talking about the religious dissenters, there's a Professor Ricosta from University of Virginia that wrote what I think is a pretty good book. On the early days of Virginia, he talks about James Madison in there. James Madison saw what the dissenters wanted, and so he was a voice there. He kept having to fight for those of the dissenters. Unfortunately, some of the people that he had to argue with were people that had been allies in this cause. Patrick Henry being one of them. For some reason, in 1785, Patrick Henry got persuaded to the cause of the Anglican Church. Don't know why, but that's what happened. James Madison fought to make sure that freedom of religion was still the way of the state. That instead of the Anglican church goers being the only people with power, he made sure that other people were heard. The Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Quakers. He made sure that those people still had a voice. Then he moved on to the Constitutional Convention. And he heard the voices of the Anti-Federalist. He saw what the Anti-Federalist wanted. And he saw that the Constitution couldn't get passed without making sure that their voice was heard. And so, when our current form of the United States government went from being the Articles of Confederation to being the Constitutional Republic, and he had a seat in the U.S. House of Representatives, he presented those ideas. Those ideas became the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Right out the gate, after the Constitution was passed, he proposed, I think it was actually 12 amendments, but it became 10 amendments. Right out the gate. And that became the Bill of Rights. That answered a lot of the anti-federalist worries and concerns. Not all of them, but enough of them that he kept his promise. AKA, he showed up. He did the work. When you go to a Republican meeting, when you go to any, the Tea Party meeting, if the Tea Party's still around. I've seen some folks that still talk about the Tea Party. I've also been told that most of the Tea Party has been overtaken by Trump's MAGA movement. And I'm not against the MAGA movement. I know quite a few people that I like listening to, not online, but there are people that I agree with politically that I have been at least an acquaintance of online, people that were part of another group that I was part of for a while, that switched their alliance from the Tea Party to the MAGA movement. But the Tea Party was a extension of the Republican Party. These were people that didn't believe that the Tea Party was conservative enough, taxed enough already. That was what Tea Party stood for. If you're listening to me and you don't know what Tea Party is, the Tea Party stands for taxed enough already. TEA. Well, I brought this up before. Mark Meadows was running for Congress down in North Carolina. He was approached by some Tea Party folks. They said, we can get you elected if you follow the tenets of being a Tea Party member. I guess he was already expressing ideas similar to what the Tea Party wanted. And he listened to the Tea Party. He went to Congress, and he did the things that the Tea Party wanted. Now, I had dealings with the Tea Party when it was first getting started. And these folks were showing up to the Republican meetings. They were having their own meetings. They were getting people to read books that would help them understand what it takes. Now, I've already told you, there are some things that I think you should read. If you have not read the Federalist Papers, if you have not read the Anti-Federalist Papers, you need to do that. Seriously. Federalist and the Anti-Federalist Papers, both, are good reads. It tells you the strengths and the weaknesses that were seen within the Constitution. It gives you a firm grasp of what it took to form the Constitution. I think that everybody needs to read The Wealth of Nations by Adam Smith. It gives you a firm grasp of what real laissez-faire capitalism is. It gives you the philosophy and it gives you a better grasp. But the Tea Party showed up and kept showing up, and they kept getting Mark Meadows reelected to office until he became part of President Trump's administration. He has a greater voice because he worked with a group that was willing to show him that they were able to do what they said. Do you want to change the Republican Party? Then, hey, go to the Republican meetings. Be heard in the Republican meetings after, I'm going to say it this way, after you have learned what the current state of your local Republican Party is. Seriously. Or, if you're listening to me and you're more libertarian, and you think that the Libertarian Party needs to do better, then show up to their meetings. Listen. See where the shape of things are. Find your allies in either one of those two parties. Listen to people at first. Use your ears more than your mouth when you first get there. Don't get argumentative. Listen. Talk to people. But listen more than you're talking. Find allies. You're not going to agree with everyone on everything. But listen. Find those people that you can work with to make the changes within your local party that need to happen. This is a great way to find the people that are running for offices that you can stand behind. You can work within the primary system. The primary elections are far more important than the general election starting out. Get people elected in the primary system that can be elected in the general election that are also going to hold their values. If you show that you can work to getting somebody elected, they will listen to you. You will have more of a voice with them if you and your allies show them that you can not only just show up, but you can do what you say. But you first got to show up. You first got to find out the lay of the land. It's like military reconnaissance. You've got to show up, listen, pay attention. And once people get to know you, start laying out reasoned arguments to getting things done a certain way, a more conservative way, a way that will bring freedom. I may not agree with your ideas. You may not agree with my ideas. But this is a proven way to get things done. It sounds repetitive, but that's how you get it done. You're going to have more failures before you succeed. Not everybody can do what Bill Gates did. But you can do what Benjamin Franklin did. You can do what George Washington did. You can do what Patrick Henry did. You can do what all of these founding fathers did. Why? Because they didn't give up. They had failures, but they kept working towards their goals. Now, the original goals of the founding fathers, the older founding fathers, was to make life better for the colonies to still remain part of the British Empire. But when they realized that to accomplish the things that they, at their basic core, wanted done, when they realized that being part of the British Empire was not the way to do it, they changed direction in their tactics. They didn't change direction in their basic desires, they change tactics in how they accomplish those basic desires. A lot of times, just showing up, listening, and start becoming a voice, you start realizing that, yes, you may need to change tactics a little bit. But I'm telling you right now, trying to only do this as a keyboard warrior is not going to do anything. You have to get your voice heard. That's why I created this platform. I didn't create this platform so that my voice was the only one that was heard. You heard me at the beginning of this. I addressed what other people have said. I have heard the frustrations among those that consider themselves conservative. And I'm going to keep addressing those things to try to give you solutions that you can do to make a difference. Do they work all the time? No. We have people that have power that are not going to give up that power. The only way that we can get real change done in this country is by people banding together. The Conservative Party has some power, but the Conservative Party keeps getting attacked and it keeps splintering. And I don't agree with everything I've heard come out of conservatives' mouths, but I'll still listen to you. I've given solutions from another person. I am willing to listen to what needs to be done, even if I don't fully agree with you. I am willing to state what you say on air, as long as it isn't racist and it isn't violent. If I think that it's a tad bit racist, no, I'm not going to air it. I am not. I sometimes wonder if there are folks who have infiltrated the Republican Party. Actually, I think it's not a think. I know that there are some folks that have infiltrated our online community. We allow people to come in and express ideas. That's the power of freedom. And the Democrats use that against us. They come in and they claim to be MAGA. They claim to be this. They can't claim to be that. Just so they can infiltrate our online groups. That's why we need you to show up at the Republican Party meetings and be seen as a real person. Now, I'm still going to be here. I'm still going to be that voice for those that feel like they're not being heard. I'm going to keep doing that. I'm going to keep telling you different books that you need to read. I've got my first book out. I am working on a couple of other books. Now, one of the books that I am working on, you may not be all that interested in. I have my Founding Freedoms Primer. It's free. If you want to donate to me, cool. I did it with visual novel software. I was trying to learn the software, and I wrote the Founding Freedoms Primer with this software. It's on itch.io under my Freedom VN, Freedom Visual Novel. That's what it stands for. That's that part. I've got Redneck Thinker and I've got Freedom VN. Well, Freedom VN is just an extension of what Redneck Thinker is. You can read it. It's free. You don't have to donate money. It asks for money, but you don't have to. You can download it without giving me any money. If you want to give me money, I won't complain. I'll use it to keep giving out content. It's on itch.io. You can download it for free. I have a Patreon if you want to help out that way. It's also under my Freedom VN. Because it takes some to keep doing some of those things, I might need a little help. I'm going to write a book on Department of Interior. I haven't decided exactly yet how I'm going to do it, whether I'm going to write it as a regular book or if I'm going to write it as a visual novel. I do my writings at redneckthinker.blogspot.com. This, my podcast that you are listening to, is on Podbean, Redneck Thinker, YouTube, Redneck Thinker, and Rumble, Redneck Thinker. I have a Reddit. I have Twitter, well, X, sorry. Still have my moments where the older stuff comes to mind first. I'm on MeWe as Redneck Thinker. LinkedIn, I'm under, and Facebook is my actual name, Paul Shannon. I have on MeWe, I have The Writings of a Redneck Thinker is my group. On Facebook, Ramblings of Paul Shannon. LinkedIn, I just have LinkedIn, or it's just my name there, or my profile there. But if you want to join up any of those to see what's going on, hey, I'm more than welcoming. I'm more than willing to listen to you if you have comments that you want to give me. I am willing to listen to you and give a voice to what you have to say. Right now, I don't have that big of an audience, but I am working on it. So, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you have a good day moving forward. I hope that you have a chance to work towards making your life better. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. Have a good day.